Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
The campaigns to recall the mayor of Oakland and the district attorney of Alameda County continue to gain momentum and seem likely to make it on the November ballot.
But the DA is crying foul, saying the people trying to recall her are cheating.
Yeah, those allegations come from District Attorney Pamela Price. She says the recall campaign has broken several rules and the time limit has expired for the county registrar to validate the petition signatures. Nevertheless, the people behind the recall campaign remain confident they will qualify their measure for the ballot. Meanwhile, the campaign to recall Mayor Sheng Tao is moving at lightning speed. That campaign has to collect 25,000 valid signatures by July. Organizers say they've already gotten half that many in just the first few weeks. So it does look like there's a very good chance, Patty and Brett, that come this November, voters in Oakland will get to vote on removing the mayor, and voters across the county will weigh in on whether to recall the district attorney.
Can we dive into the complaint from Pamela Price about the recall? She says they are cheating. In what way?
Yeah, there's a few different things she's bringing up. One is, these laws are a little bit complicated, but she claims they're using petition signature gatherers from out of the county. And under local law, people are supposed to be from Alameda County. But under state law, which overrides county law, they just have to be from California. And she has presented evidence that there's people from Southern California who were paid to come in and collect signatures. The state law is pretty clear. It says even for local recalls, you just have to be 18 years old or older and a resident of California. So there's probably not a case to be made there. But even if there is, she'd have to sue to block it. And the holdings in the past have been, you know, no one's ever adjudicated that, but the holdings in the past have been that it's probably unconstitutional to require someone to be from the county and not just from the state. And no one's ever decided that in court. She'd have to raise some money, file a lawsuit. She says she doesn't have the money to do that. So she's probably not going to challenge it in court. So if she doesn't, there's no recourse there. The other things are she claims that they've left some petitions lying around where anyone can mess with them and that they've deceived people into signing by having them sign for something else and then say, oh, can you sign this page too? And that one's for the DA's recall. I don't think there's much evidence to support those. So again, she'd have to go to court to block the admission of these petitions. It doesn't seem like she's going to do that.
So the county registrar says that his initial review found that there were not enough valid signatures on the DA's race, so he has to do a manual check of every signature. Who is this good news for?
It's probably good news for Pamela Price, but the backers of the recall are claiming it's fine with them, too. They welcome it. This is going to get a little complicated into the weeds, but the way this works is, okay, for the case of the DA recall, they have to submit 73,000 valid signatures. They turned in 123,000. Well, counting 123,000 signatures takes a while, right? Making sure each one is a legitimate person. So there's something they can do, which is called a statistical sampling, where they can check, say, 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever. And if a certain percentage of those are valid, they can assume that will apply to the rest and they don't have to check them all. If it's not, then they do have to. Well, they did that check, and it has to be, again, it's going to get complicated, but that you have to find 110%. So in this case, they need 73,000. So they would have to find that, you know, 80,000 out of the 123,000 are legit. So they, if they check a couple thousand, that means they have to find a certain, you know, basically two-thirds of those. Again, I don't want to get too much into the math, but anyway, they have to reach a certain threshold and they didn't. So that means there were enough that were valid to show that probably they're going to be valid. If you fall below a certain threshold, then you throw the whole thing out. They didn't fall below that, so they're relieved by that. But it does mean that, the registrar is going to have to check each and every one, which is going to take an additional amount of time. Price says, see, a lot of these are invalid. The backers say, yeah, but there's enough valid that we'll probably get over what we really need in the end.
I think you actually explained it very well. I mean, it's basically a buffer, right? And so if there are enough valid signatures to put both recalls on the ballot, when will these elections be? Is it a special election or is it a primary or a general? Or
it's not a primary. The way it's supposed to work is there's a limit of a number of days. It depends. The mayor one is slightly different from the DA one, but it's supposed to be within a certain number of months. However, if there's another election coming up within 6 months, they're allowed to push it back to that. Now, given that these won't be validated until the spring, and in the case of the mayor, they have till the summer, the most likely thing is they'll both be on the November ballot. It's possible that the DA one could be earlier if it falls outside that 180-day window from when they validate the signatures. If it's sooner than November, they might have to have it sooner. But probably they would both be on the November ballot when there already is a general election. The idea is to, you know, consolidate things, make it easier for voters, have higher turnout, not cost the county so much money. But again, there's a chance the DA one would be earlier, but most likely these would both come up in November.
Okay. So voters vote on the recall of both of them. Let's just say in a hypothetical situation, both are recalled. Who gets to be mayor of Oakland and who gets to be mayor of Alameda County? How is that decided?
Well, just like with the governor's recall, people would have to run. They'd have to submit nominating papers and get themselves on the ballot. So if the recall is certified, then there's a window, I think it's 45 days, don't hold me to that. There's a window for people to declare their candidacy and say, okay, I want to run for mayor as the replacement candidate, or I want to run for DA. And people would submit their names and get put on the ballot. And then if people do that and qualify, then the recall election would be a two-part process, just as it was for the governor. The first question would be yes or no. And if yes wins, then you'd go to the second question, which is, okay, who got the most votes to become the new mayor or the new district attorney? Now, if nobody were to run or no one were to qualify, then in the case of mayor, it would be the city council president. And then if it were for less than a year of a term remaining, they would just the council could appoint someone, just as happened in San Francisco when Ed Lee passed away. If it's longer, and in this case it would be a couple of years, then there would have to be a special election. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think if there is a recall, there will be people who step forward to run, and then people, the voters, would decide who should take the place if Mayor Shane Tao, for example, is recalled. I would not be surprised to see Lauren Taylor, the city councilman who ran a very, very close second, I mean very close, hundreds of votes to Shane Tao on the instant runoff recall election, ranked choice voting, to see him step forward and run again.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, a lot going on. We'll see how this plays out over the remainder of the year between these two office holders and whether they're recalled or not. State of California is every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about women making great strides in getting elected to the state legislature while losing out on being representing California in the U.S. Senate. We're going to talk quite a bit about that tomorrow. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.